This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Once again, Disco holding us back.
Yeah. What's up with your Steelers?
I was just telling it to Joe. I think they're rotten, Conan. I mean, they got what happened here? Shit.
It's like your camera went off or something.
Your camera. Mm. Hold on, something's wrong here. Fuck off.
Is he still there?
There you go. You're on.
Hopefully that takes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good. I think the quarterback is going to be a first round bust. Defense is good though, man. They don't get much better than T.J. Watt, for heaven's sakes. So I mean, they'll do what they do every year. They'll go 9-8 and like just make the playoffs or just miss the playoffs. If they make it, they'll get killed by somebody like Miami or Kansas City. That's just how they are,
bro. The Texans just ran all over them, bro.
I know. Well, you know what the Texans did too, and I'm surprised that Baltimore didn't copy this. And I think a lot of teams will. The Texans ran that offense where they would get the ball outside Watt. They would wait to see what Watt was going to do and then throw a screen just over him. And he didn't get any sacks, no tackles for loss. And, like, it got him thinking. Like, you know, once they started avoiding him, he started trying to, like, alter his rush or delay his rush, and it just didn't work. So I'm surprised more teams don't do that. But it's tough to keep a guy like that out of the game. Maybe it was just a fluke.
Well, the thing is that both their quarterbacks are rookies, right? Pickett came from from where'd he come? Pittsburgh or Penn State or something like
Pickett came from Pitt. He's a second year guy.
From Pitt, yeah. I remember he was a hometown. He was a hometown guy. And Stroud is a rookie, right?
Well, Stroud's a rookie. Yeah, he's shown so me a lot in these five games. He's looked pretty good.
Yeah, but you've got to admit they're both rookies. You know, their first year isn't easy. You got to learn their offenses. You got to have the rhythm of the receivers.
Pickett's second year, Conan.
Pickett's second year. Okay. Still.
Yeah.
So he wasn't. He wasn't that bad because I'm looking at his numbers right now. 15 for 23 is very good, except it was for 114 yards. Stroud went 16 of 30 for 306 with two touchdowns.
Well,
and, bro, that guy Nico Collins is a little beast.
Stroud throws people open, if you know what I mean. Like, he hits guys in stride.
Right.
So Houston got a lot more yards after catch than Pittsburgh did and does every week.
Yeah. And with Pickett, you got to wait for the throw, right?
Right. It's your flat foot. It's got to hit you in the numbers.
Right.
Right. Plus, two, I watch a lot of because I got Stroud on my fantasy team. There's good bro. He's throwing the ball. Four guys are making their break. Like, he's very confident in, like, you know, like Kenny Pickett is like unsure. Like, the guys are like, you know, just very unsure. But Stroud is very confident.
Who do you have in your fantasy league? Stroud.
Stroud and Fields. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but everything you do turns to shit. So why should we pay attention to that?
Well, that's a cheap. Why are you doing cheap shots? Why are you being so vulgar?
Am I right?
Yeah. Facts.
Well, K100.
No lies yet.
did you introduce him yet?
No, we're just chopping it up. We're not rude like you. You'll start without me. Should have stayed away a lot more. So he could have continued to bury you. But yo, the one and only, the only one, our man, the controversial, polemic one himself, the super genius himself, Mark Madden. Boom. What's up, Mark?
I like that polemic. I'm not sure what it means, but it sounds good.
Controversial.
We got hockey upon us. Penguins 0-1. Bad loss at home. I got the Steelers being probably not much better, so might be a long, cold winter here in Pittsburgh, but I'm ready to go, that's for sure.
What do you think of Bedard? Because you went up against your boy, Bedard.
I thought he was real good. He's incredibly fast. He's like sudden. He bursts in this openings that you don't think he can get to. He just has a tremendous first step. He finds open men passing. His vision's real good. But his shot, I mean, it's cliche to say somebody has a great shot, but his shot's tremendous. He just has this weird way. He shoots, like, way out in front of his body. He, like, reaches across his body to shoot, and that gives him that much more chance to change the angle a little bit. The stick has more whip. It gets more velocity. I think the best race for an award in the NHL this year is going to be for Rookie of the Year with Bedard on Chicago and the Pittsburgh guy Logan Cooley on Arizona. And then Adam Fantilli on Columbus. I think Bedard obviously has the advantage of being the much talked about phenom, but Fantilli's going to be out there with good players like Johnny Gaudreau in Columbus. So I think it's a toss up between those three.
This was funny.
It's funny because he scored his first goal against us, the Bruins,
right?
And his first assist against you guys, Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah. So he's really doing us a lot of favors, right?
Well, here was a funny thing. His in Vegas, son. You got the Bet Rivers Casino in Pittsburgh. Do you have FanDuel and FanDuel Sportsbook and DraftKings Sportsbook in Pittsburgh too?
Yeah, we have all that stuff.
Okay, so his prop on his first game was you can bet on the amount of shots a guy takes, right? And like some of the other guys, like 3.5 shots over, you know, whatever. His prop was over 2.5 shots. He took 11 shots in his first game. It's the second most. I think that they said it was the second most recorded in history. For an NHL player in his first game, 11 shots on.
Well, now, he's going to have to.
Right.
Because he's on a line with Taylor Hall and Ryan Donato. And those are both, you know, decent players. No knock on them. But it drops off a cliff after that. So he's going to have to produce. And the first way to get goals is to shoot a lot. By the way, you know who was at the game in Pittsburgh? Chicago Blackhawk fan CM Punk.
Interesting.
He was wearing a Blackhawks jersey, sat by himself. Didn't talk to anybody. If I would have known he was there before the game, by the time I found out he was gone, I would have gone down to say hello. But I don't know. Who knows if he would have been glad to see me? Because like I always say about CM Punk, he's a nice bunch of guys.
Bro, what a metaphor. He's sitting in the game by himself, cheering on his Blackhawks. It's only like,
yeah. Well, he goes to every game in Chicago. He told me once that I asked him if he bought season tickets. He said, no, I buy tickets on the night every time because I like to sit in different places. I like a different perspective of the game, which is actually not a bad attitude if you could afford to, you know, scalp a ticket that night every time.
Which mm-hmm. he can, obviously.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. sure can.
So let's get it. Every year we bring you on for our NHL preview. Last year you did not get it right. You had predicted that the Golden Knights had peaked, but they were healthy, which is the whole premise of what that team, because they left some older, high-priced guys that have been injury-prone in the past, and they all got healthy at the same time, and they created some magic in the playoffs and got lucky in goal that they found a stopper goalie, and the Knights won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, so they were very worthy winners. I still think they made a mistake signing and committing to Adin Hill as their long-term goalie. I mean, they won a cup with them, but I don't know if he's going to turn out to be a legitimate number one NHL goalie. Now they have depth, you know, with their goaltending, so they'll be okay.
They got Logan Thompson too, who was an all-star before
right,
he got.
Right. And then, so, yeah, I mean, they'll right. be all so, right. Yeah. I'm not sure he's right. a legitimate number one, but at least they have some options. But yeah, if they stay healthy, they'll be in the mix again. Although they traded Riley Smith to Pittsburgh, and you know, I think that knocks down their depth a little bit. They did that by way of having the cap space to keep Barbashev. And I can't say that's a bad move because Barbashev's a heck of a player.
So who else do you like in the Pacific? We'll start off with that division. Because Vancouver, Edmonton's supposed to be the big thing.
I don't like anybody in the whole league.
Edmonton got beat 8-1 last night. They're like supposed to be like the preseason favorite to win the Cup this year.
I was talking about this with John Buchagross from ESPN on my show yesterday. The NHL salary cap hasn't increased in 3 years. It's been a flat cap. Mm-hmm. Because the revenue, you know, didn't increase in the wake of the pandemic. You know, the players still owe the league a bunch of money in escrow from the cap staying flat. So because of that, the talent has been spread incredibly thin with good teams being unable to retain their depth, like the Golden Knights with having to trade Riley Smith. So as a result, there's no great teams. I mean, there really aren't. There's some pretty good teams. But there's no great teams. Look at the playoffs last year with all the upsets, like the Bruins setting a regular season point record, then going out in the first round. And I think we're going to see stuff like that again this year, where no seed is safe in the first round of the playoffs, and where you have two or three playoff spots up for grabs in each conference going down to the league's final couple games.
Okay, well, let's do this then. So we're not going to go, just give me one team you think to win the Pacific and one thing that will underperform.
Well, let's go by conference.
Okay, let's go by conference. Very cool. Yeah, it's a better idea.
In the West, my surprise team is Vancouver.
Okay, obviously. What a surprise. They won 8-1 last night.
Well, I know, but that's not why.
Right.
That's okay. Not why. And not because my buddies are out there, too, with Jim Rutherford as the GM and Rick Tocchet as the coach. But they've just put together a pretty crafty team with some depth up front and some decent defense. And that might be all it takes. And on the other side of that coin, it is ironic they killed Edmonton. I think Edmonton is going to die on the hill of trying to keep McDavid and Draisaitl forever. They need to trade one of those two, Draisaitl, obviously. That model is not working. The superstars up top and lack of depth and lack of defense, for that matter. Still no goaltending there. I think Connor McDavid might have to leave Edmonton to win a Stanley Cup. I don't think they're anywhere close yet. I see some people predict them to make the final. I don't think so. I think Vegas is going to be real good again if their goaltending does come through like we talked about.
Well, let me make a point here. That's kind of weird because you don't think that model works, but that model worked in Pittsburgh for like 20 straight years.
That's because our guys are better than their guys.
Okay, I get it.
No, that's true.
Right.
You don't think Crosby and Malkin in their prime were better than McDavid and Draisaitl right now?
I guess you can't really argue that. But and of course, Mario Lemieux and Yager. That's like, you know, you can't even compare to that.
I'll tell you something, Scotty Bowman, the legendary Scotty Bowman, right? The how many time winning Stanley Cup coach with Detroit, Pittsburgh, Montreal. Scotty Bowman used to have like a thinly veiled insult. He would call guys point collectors. He would just spit it out. He's a point collector. And like, I think Leon Draisaitl is a point collector. I don't know that he impacts that much. You know, I don't know that you need, more accurately, he's a good player. I don't know that you need two like that in today's NHL.
Well, can't Edmonton ride that power play? I mean, it's like one of the best power plays in the history of the game.
Yeah, it is. And you know why it's good too? Because it's simple. It's a very simple power play. And they don't defer to name value. Like that Bouchard at the point, he lets it rip all the time. He's not always looking for McDavid or Draisaitl. It's Glenn, it's one of the best power plays I've ever seen. But in the playoffs, they call less penalties.
Right. That's true. Bonin.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to like really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals, ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus Meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now, these Factor meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, it's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com K10050. Food's delicious. Keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
All right, so let's go to the East.
Is that who you have in the Pacific Disco, Edmonton?
No, I like Vegas again.
I like Vegas again, too, even though I did last year, Conan. But I'm sold. How can I not be sold? They were a juggernaut in the postseason. You know what's a problem, though? How healthy is Mark Stone right now?
I'm not sure. I guess.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he's playing.
See, because there was thought he might miss the start of the season, and then because he has back problems. Once you have back problems, you never get rid of back problems.
Well, what they'll do is if he starts experiencing problems, they'll sit him and they'll just have him geared up for the playoffs like they did last year. Remember, he came in, he was sat out until the first game of the playoffs and they got killed. Second game, he scored and he was fine afterwards, right? But and I watched the game the other night and you thought, like, these situations where they had the ring ceremony the day before, they lifted the banner up and everything. That's always a spot where a team comes out flat. Bro, they looked on point. Like, they were tic-tac-toe passing and stuff. I thought they looked really good opening night.
Well, their
night,
is, like we talked about, because you and I watched the Stanley Cup clinching game down at Resorts World.
Yes, we did.
They have six really good defensemen.
Right.
I mean, like in Pittsburgh, we have two really good defense pairs with Letang and Graves, and then Carlson, who came in, and Marcus Pettersson. But our bottom pair is awful. Their bottom pair could be a lot of teams' top four pair. They just have six good defensemen.
Mark, you asked about Mark Stone. I just want to tell you guys, he does have a back problem, like you said, but he also broke his wrist, fractured his wrist in game five of the Stanley Cup Finals. So that was just, 4 months ago.
You're right. They could make it to the playoffs without him if he gets, in and out of the lineup, but they need him for the playoffs.
So who do you see coming out of the West?
I would have to say Vegas.
Right. Interesting. Wow. You did complete 180 from last year. Let's go to the East.
They did win the Stanley Cup, Glenn. Facts have changed a little bit.
Right. Okay. Let's start off with respect to Conan here. You mentioned to me, we talked earlier in the week on the phone, he said Conan's going to not like my appearance on the show.
Yeah, I think Boston's in trouble. I think they'll still make the playoffs, but I think they'll have to battle to do it. They lost Bergeron and Krejci, who were two great centers.
That's huge. That's huge.
Right. Center's the most important position in the league these days. And right
plus
now they're
the heart and soul of the team.
Pavel Zacha, who's been a washout to this point in his career. And they got Pastrnak. And I'll tell you what about Boston. If they adjust the way they play a little bit, because they have great defense. Like, McAvoy's a top five defenseman in the league. I don't know if Ullmark will ever have a season in goal like he did last year, but he's still pretty good. And they have Swayman, too, who's a good number two goalie.
Very good.
I think they're going to have to win a different way, and if they accept that, they can. But like, I look at Pastrnak and Marchand, for example, the good wings they have, and they've got Pavel Zacha and Charlie Coyle as their top two centers, and they got a 19-year-old kid as the third-line center. I don't know. It's just so important of a position.
I can't disagree.
So who else do you like in the East? I'm very intrigued by the Buffalo Sabres with Tage Thompson. Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, Tage Thompson's a real good player, real big. He'll score. People say that he reminds them of Lemieux, but he's not that good. He's pretty good, though. Yeah. I worry about
like
them.
He's like 6'7", isn't he?
I don't think they have much in goal. They had that kid Levi that came up at the end of last year, but I don't see it. I'll tell you who I like in the East is Carolina's real good. I think they need Svechnikov to come back healthy and score a bunch of goals. They've always lacked that superstar kind of player, like that can win a game by himself, and that brings me to New Jersey. New Jersey with Jack Hughes. Let me tell you, I don't know what the odds are. I might be betting on Jack Hughes to win MVP. I think he's that good. Yep.
Wow. Jack Hughes. Well, what about the Rangers this year?
Now, whatever it is the Rangers never had, they still haven't got. I thought the trade for Patrick Kane was dumb, and then, of course, he walked away. Still hasn't signed with anybody yet. Shesterkin's a real good goalie, but he just – I don't know. Like I said, there's something missing. I like that big kid on defense, Keandre Miller. Mm-hmm. He's real good. I obviously like Panarin. Zibanejad. I used to be a big critic of Zibanejad, but he's really made a believer out of me. He's a real shifty center who gets a lot done. I don't know. I'm just down on them. As I say, whatever it is they never had, they still haven't got. I mean, not Toronto. They're like Edmonton. They're loaded up front, but I'm not sure that's enough. But Austin Matthews, boy, there's another guy to bet on for MVP.
Hey, as far as that, and I looked loaded. It up. Go ahead, Conan.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget. So I looked it up on FanDuel Sportsbook. Jack Hughes is plus 1,800.
Wow.
That's good value.
$100. $100 on that, right?
Yep. But Connor McDavid's only at plus 110. So he's the strong favorite.
But the thing about, because you were mentioning Toronto, is not just Austin Matthews, who could be in play for MVP. He's also got Mitch Marner with him, and the forwards are fucking dope. Bertuzzi and what's his name?
Mitch Marner as a player, Conan. He's kind of weird because he plays wing, but he makes plays like a center. You guys know what I mean by that? You expect the wings to be the dynamic guy rushing down the boards and getting shots, and the center to be the guy who kind of acts as a pivot making plays. But Marner makes plays like a center, and that makes him a very interesting matchup problem for other teams. I know that when we play the Leafs, Pittsburgh isn't quite sure how to approach that because Crosby's the guy that I'd like to have out there against Matthews, because you make Matthews work both ends, but then you got to figure out where Marner's at too.
Right.
So let me ask you two questions here. Number one, poor Joe. Joe's from Philly. Mark, do you have a question you want to ask him about Philly?
Joe knows what the question is. Have you ever seen the Flyers win the cup? But they need to finish last.
Yeah.
They are one of those teams that needs to finish last and do their best in the lottery. I think them, Montreal, I think those are two teams in the Eastern Conference that will definitely be shooting for that.
Mm. Right. So who's going to come out of the East?
You know, this guy, Dom, and I can't pronounce his last name. He's a good hockey writer for The Athletic. His name's like spelled L-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh. It's like all L's and Z's and Y's. He predicted, listen to this prediction he made. He predicted that Pittsburgh would beat Edmonton in the final in 7 games. And that every series the Penguins win would go 7 games. Now, our average age is almost 31 years old. I said on my show, if we play 4 7-game series, a lot of old guys are going to drop dead, including me. And by the way, I wouldn't count out Pittsburgh after adding Carlson. I mean, we looked terrible the first night, but Crosby's still one of the best 5 players in the league. And a 1-2 punch on defense of Carlson and Letang, with one being out there pretty much all the time, that's going to make our transition game really tough to cope with. But if you made me pick who's going to get out of the East, well, I can't say Tampa because Vasilevsky's out for 2 months. And that'll really hurt them in goal, and that'll cripple their seed too. You guys know what I mean? Like, they'll be
– right.
Even if they finish strong, they'll be too far down and have to play too many good teams.
Good teams on their way up.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Let me say this about Pittsburgh too. That's kind of like if they get behind in games, right? Will they throw Carlson and Letang out there together?
No, because, well, I mean, they could, because Tanger can play the left side.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think so. They'll just each play 25 minutes every night.
Right.
What really has to happen with the Penguins, the key thing to the Penguins, and I bitch about it every day on my show, the over-under for game one. I said my over-under for game one of throwing a tantrum in the press box about how bad the power play is was the middle of the first period. It went over. It was the first power play of the second period. This will sound dumb to you guys. If they let me run their power play, it would be a better power play. I know more about where their guys should be and what they should do on the power play than they do. They had Erik Karlsson on the left half wall. Erik Karlsson's the best power play point man of his generation playing up top. And they had him on the left half wall and Malkin up top. Absolute lunacy. If you made me pick in the East, I'll say Carolina.
Right.
But I mean, I think Toronto is a better team, but I've seen Toronto not do it for too long.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about like a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline. And the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. But it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here are our boy Nick Alves's to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySups.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySups.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone. Because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
Yeah, and for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness. Your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Subs. Boom.
And let me ask you this. I think you brought this up. Is Florida not going to make the playoffs this year?
No, I think they'll make the playoffs.
They will make the playoffs? Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think they're a lock, but I think they'll probably make it. Yeah.
I'm seeing some people say that they're like one of those, you know, you lose in the finals type situations where you don't make the playoffs next year. So I don't know.
No, I think they'll probably make it. But like in the East, hey, let me tell you something. It wouldn't shock me if Boston didn't make it. It wouldn't shock me if Pittsburgh didn't make it. It wouldn't shock me if both of them didn't make it. That like don't underestimate what Buchagras said about that flat cap. It has spread. Like, that's why Conan, that's why the Bruins couldn't go out and replace Berge and Krejci, because they didn't have the money to do it with. Like you know, you're not gaining any cap. And even though you gain some because, you know, Bergeron and Krejci retired, you know, it wasn't that much. They were on relatively team-friendly deals, so it's going to be tough for them without centers. It's, mark my words, it's going to be a crazy league. You're going to see stuff happen, both conferences, teams making it, not making it. You'll be shocked.
Good. I like that.
All right. So we got. So Mark is on record here. We've got with Carolina and Vegas.
I'm going to go with Carolina and Vegas.
Oh, you had a little umbrage with the fans in game one at Pittsburgh. Fire Canada chants raining throughout the building.
Oh, yeah, I was pissed because at the Penguin opener, the fans at the arena were chanting Fire Canada. And first off, you know,
we'll explain that. People don't know what Fire Canada is.
They're so obsessed here in Pittsburgh that it's all Matt Canada's fault. It's not Matt Canada's fault. He got hired by Tomlin, promoted by Tomlin, retained by Tomlin. Tomlin's had 3 playoff wins in 12 years, none in the last 6. Mike Tomlin's the problem. He's an absolute fraud. Okay, right. Kenny Pickett's the problem. He might be a bust as a first-round pick. But my point about them doing that chant at the game is, let me just have my hockey game. Why do I have to think about the problems of the friggin' Steelers in the middle of the Penguins opener? Let me have my Penguins.
Good point. What else you want to talk about here? So you had some what did you think? We were talking about this earlier today. AEW, they had their Tuesday Night War, whatever it was. And Tony Khan kind of like, you know, had some interesting tweets today afterwards. What was that tweet again that he had about the
interesting isn't the word I'd use. The word I'd use is unhinged.
Okay. What did you think of that? Because you're not really watching wrestling.
He said that AEW ended Cena and Undertaker's streak of never having been on a TV show that drew under 1 million viewers.
What did you think about that?
Two-decade-long streak, he said.
I mean, you know what a big problem in AEW is? And I like Tony Khan as a guy. I think he's okay. Conan, I know you think he's okay too, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like the problem there is no one will tell the emperor he has no clothes. No one will say, problem. Hey,
when they do tell him, Mark, the problem is when they do tell him, he doesn't listen.
Well, there was a tweet from.
Do you think people tell him?
Yes.
And there's okay, a tweet.
Well, I didn't think they did because he's a cash cow to a lot of people there. But like I said to Disco earlier today, when we worked in WCW, we all told the emperor when he had no clothes, maybe to distraction.
Right.
Joe, so, what were you going
to
say?
Per what Mark was saying, does anybody tell Tony or whatever? I don't know about Conan says he knows that's a fact, but what I was referring to was Alvarez tweeted that he's heard from a lot of people in AEW and a few in WWE that are saying, you know, get the phone away from that guy. Like, this is embarrassing kind of thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, but nobody tells him point blank and nobody can really. Nobody can make him.
Yeah. See,
I don't know how people approach their careers. Okay. But if I were a guy there with potential to be like a big time star, I would want to get out of there as soon as my contract allowed because it can't happen there. Look at Max Friedman, who's done everything pretty much right, I think, but he's still not a huge star. Like if I were him, I'd want to go to New York. Like Sammy Guevara, who I don't talk with much anymore, but I think he has potential to be a lot bigger than they're using him down there. If I were a relatively young guy, like 30 or under, and I thought I had a chance to be really big, I wouldn't want to be there. I don't think they can do it. I mean, look at Brian Pillman's kid. I mean, not that, you know, Brian's going to be a megastar in WWE, but they've done more with him in like a couple vignettes there than AEW did in 4 years there. I think WWE is the place to go if you want to max out. I think AEW is the place to go if you're washed up and want to cash in.
Well, just imagine what they're going to do with Jade Cargill.
Mm. Exactly. People, and this shows the mentality of AEW fans too, because when she jumped, I saw people say on Twitter, well, she really can't work. Okay, but she's a star.
Right.
She's an absolute star.
And they make stars. Right.
Right.
That's why they've been showing her that they don't do this all the time, just getting out of a car. For some reason, she's mm-hmm. in her gear. Mm-hmm. She's not gonna wrestle, but she's in her gear looking like a fucking star. You know, with an incredible body, and you're looking at her and going, wow, she looks like a rapper or a fucking Hollywood actress. She don't look like a wrestler.
That's a great call. She throws like a little bit. I mean, not the same body type. Like, they're presenting her almost like a Cardi B.
Well, bro, that's the word they use all the time. She doesn't look like a star. She looks like a superstar.
Yeah.
You know, like that's something bigger than a star. You know what I mean? So, like, that's...
You know who else? I don't know when his contract's up, but, like, if I were MJF, I'd go there. If I were Guevara, I'd go there. Wardlow has to go.
We just talked about that today. He's been doing the exact same thing for 3 years there. He just goes out for one-minute squash matches.
Yeah, no, work. I mean, I look at, like, Elias, who I thought in WWE the company failed him and not vice versa. It's not foolproof, but it's your best shot.
Hey, you're from Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh. Have you ever walked with Elias?
I still do, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And we may record with Elias.
I want to tell you this. I walked with Elias in Nashville, just so you know.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Great walk, great talk, great everything.
Mark, you mentioned MJF and stuff like that, and although this isn't going to elevate him to superstar level, I was telling Conan and Disco about the Von Erichs movie trailer. And Mark probably knows, I don't know if the other guys do. MJF's in that is Lance Von Erich. So
yeah, I saw the trailer. It's an impressive trailer for sure. I mean, that's a very sad story, but it's a great story to tell.
Right.
I mean, there's so many sidebars there. You know what's weird, though, is like, I forget the guy's name. Forgive me, Joe, maybe you'll know. But who's the guy that plays Carmi in The Bear? You know, he's playing Kerry Von Erich.
Oh, he's from Shameless. Yeah, what's his name?
Yes, exactly. And he's this relatively small guy. I just don't picture him as Kerry Von Erich, but I saw the video and it's believable enough.
He got jacked. Yeah. Jeremy Allen White.
Yes. Yes.
What's your take on I want to ask you a question about the Major League Baseball playoffs. So you go through 162 games, and baseball is a sport of routines, right? So you play every day, maybe take one day off, you play every day. All of a sudden, you know, I'm not complaining, but it just seems like the new format where the top two teams in each league have got to take.
Are you going to cry about the Braves
last year?
It's not even over yet. It's not even over. My point is, this is like it just creates a disadvantage. Now Houston has worked through the disadvantage.
He's about to change his point because he's saying the exact same thing.
So Houston's
won,
but the Braves have had to take the Braves like they set up. They took 5 days off, played a game, had to take another day off, played a game, had to take another day off.
Last year.
Tonight is the first night they're playing back-to-back games since the season had 11 days ago.
Did they give the Braves less outs? Did they make their pitchers pitch with the wrong arm? Give me a break.
Bro, that's a real fan. That's a bro, true blue fan.
Okay,
you know.
The whole system.
Do you like the new format?
Bro, you got shut up in the first game. You got lucky in the second one because of that fucking double play in the ninth inning.
The winners of the American and National League, the best regular season record played in the World Series. The more layers of playoffs you add, the more it becomes luck.
Well, the better it is for television. But the better it is for television. Like, playoff baseball is much more exciting.
If you want more revenue, if you want more games, if you want more layers of playoffs, that's fine. But you have to live with it. With every layer of playoffs, it becomes that much more about luck.
Well, I think what they should do is just make two leagues, no divisions. Top four teams in each – or top eight teams in each division play. They do just like the hockey playoffs. First round, best of five, second, third round.
Here's what they should do. They should have two divisions in each league and have the two division winners play and then go to the World Series. Or they should go with the three divisions, three division winners plus one wild card. Okay, that way it's fair. Everybody starts at the same point at the beginning of the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question. You're in Pittsburgh. They stink in college football, and you're not the biggest college football fan. But who do you think are like the top, in your opinion, from what you've seen so far, who's the number one team in college football?
I don't watch college football at all. I can't talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. What did you think about that second game of the Braves and Phillies?
The one where Bryce Harper screwed up?
No, the one where they did the double play in the ninth inning.
Oh, yeah. What a play that was.
Bryce Harper didn't tag.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That is with Bryce Harper. You're right.
What a great finish
that
was. I mean, but then Harper came back and hit two home runs last night, right?
Right.
Well, the funny thing was Orlando Arcia.
Harper's down. A great player.
He's a stud in the playoffs, too.
A great pure hitter. Like when I see him hit.
And when it counts in the postseason.
Yep.
When I see Harper hit, I think of like old timey classic hitters like Roberto Clemente. This just smooth, indomitable swing.
Well, the funny thing about the series is after that they made that play in the Braves dugout after the game in the clubhouse, Orlando Arcia was making fun of Bryce Harper. One of the reporters stooged it off. It got on the Philly headlines. Bryce Harper hit two home runs off the Braves
and
in the last
stared him
game
down.
And stared him down when he went by him for the home runs. That's entertainment, though.
He's like Jordan. He took offense to it.